After facing a feared situation, there is one final step. You should always take the time to look back and assess how things went. This assessment begins before the event even happens. You can start this process right now by once again thinking about the future event you feel anxious about. Then ask yourself two questions about this upcoming situation. The first question is, what is the probability that my fear will take place? To answer this question, you first need to think about your exact fear. For example, you might identify feeling afraid that your test results will show you have a health issue, or you might identify feeling anxious that you will get stuck talking to your very talkative cousin at the upcoming family wedding. Once you identify the fear, estimate the probability that your fear will take place in terms of a percentage. So, for example, you might estimate that there is a 65% chance the test's results will show you have a health issue that concerns you. Or you might guess that there's a 90% chance you'll get stuck in a conversation with your dreaded cousin. Take a moment to estimate a percentage for your particular fear happening and find somewhere to write it down. The second question to ask yourself is, what level of anxiety will I feel at this upcoming event? Make a prediction using a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being no anxiety at all and 10 being a constant and severe panic attack for the entire event. For example, you might predict that you will experience 9 out of 10 anxiety when you talk to the doctor about a possible health issue. Or you might predict you will experience 6 out of 10 anxiety when you attend the family wedding. So once again, think about your situation and write down a number to represent your predicted level of anxiety. After you face the feared event, then look back at these numbers and see if your predictions were accurate. Most people with anticipatory anxiety find that they greatly overestimate both predictions. Their anxiety is less than they expected, and in retrospect, they realize they greatly exaggerated the likelihood that their fear would happen. For example, after talking to your doctor, you look back and realize that the probability of having a real health issue was actually closer to 10%, much less than the 65% that you had guessed. What's more, while you were at the doctor, your anxiety level was only a 4 when you expected it to be closer to a 9 out of 10. You realized that you were so engaged with asking your doctor questions that you didn't have much time to feel anxious. Start completing this exercise every time you feel anxious about an event in the future. When you look back in retrospect, you will almost always find that your predictions were inaccurate. I want to also point out it's very common to experience some anxiety after doing something really big. I want you to understand what that is so that it doesn't throw you off. In the DARE group, we like to call this blowback anxiety. Maybe you experience social anxiety and you just took a huge step in attending a party. Or maybe you went traveling overseas and took many flights. When you confront a situation that you would normally avoid, it is common for this big step outside of your comfort zone to activate a lot of nervous arousal in your body. You may not even notice how much nervous energy has built up inside of you until after the event and you begin to relax back down. Once you settle down, it's common to experience this buildup of nervous energy. This, as I say, is called blowback anxiety. It's very common after doing big events. It's important to recognize it for what it is because you can then move past it so much easier. You realize that you just did something huge. You conquered a challenge that once seemed insurmountable. You took a huge step forward, and yes, you're now feeling the nervous arousal of that. But nevertheless, you did it. You are much stronger than you realized. You did something new that is exciting and pushed you way outside your comfort zone. Once you realize this, the blowback anxiety will pass much quicker and your confidence will soar as you reflect on what you've accomplished. So we are coming to the end of this DARE challenge. Overcoming anticipatory anxiety is absolutely possible for you. Soon you will look back and realize that your fears were unwarranted and that you have all the tools you need to handle this anxiety with ease. After 7 days of practicing the DARE response, hopefully you are already experiencing some success. Let that taste of success motivate you forward. Don't let anxiety stop you from living your life. Don't let it distract you from being present. Take back control by facing what you fear. Each time you do, you grow more and more in confidence.